today we're going to do baptism. We're going to baptize four people that love and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege to do this as a body that we get to do this. But I want to talk to you about baptism for a moment. Many different traditions represented the people standing here on baptism, whether you're baptized as a child, a baby, as an adult. Our church practices what's called believer's baptism. We believe that people believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and then they are baptized. So that's how we practice it here. We also practice baptism by immersion. We dunk them under the water and then bring them back up. And let me give you the background to that if I could. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 4 talk about that we have been buried with Christ in baptism. Okay? So when Jesus died on the cross, you died with him. When Jesus was buried, you were buried with him. And when Jesus was raised from the dead, you were raised with him. There's some mystical union that you as a believer in Jesus Christ have with him at his death, his burial, and his resurrection. But verse 4 says that you were raised with him to walk in newness of life. So this baptism represents a new life given to you. And that's why those of you who have been baptized and are believers in Jesus, I want to remind you of that. That coming to faith in Jesus isn't simply about being forgiven. That is a beautiful idea of being forgiven. It's a beautiful truth. Whatever sins you've committed, whatever violation of God's law, however you've offended other people, God forgives you. Someone say amen. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to make sure you're listening. But that passage suggests something much more. Much more than simply forgiveness. It implies a change of heart and a new life given to you, that you walk with Jesus, that you might walk in newness of life. See, Christ died to deliver you from the penalty of your sins. You're forgiven. But he also died to forgive you from the power of your sins. It no longer reigns over you. You have the Spirit of God in you, and that power is I can now live a life honoring to God. In fact, baptism, I would suggest to you, is a declaration of that power. I want to read a verse to you that I think we need to focus more on in our churches. Often we've kind of shortened the gospel message down to get it out, to make it simple, and we've reduced it to, do you believe this information about Jesus? That Jesus came and he died on the cross for you, he was buried, he rose again, and now you need to believe in Jesus. And we've reduced it to such a simplicity of information that people say, yeah, I agree with that. I want to suggest to you that it's more than that. It's not simply believing information. It's trusting in a person and having a relationship with a person. I want to read to you Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. This is a passage on what it means to believe in Jesus. So Paul says this. I'll read the verses too, then I'll explain them. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And saved there implies all of that. It implies the forgiveness. It implies the new regeneration, a new heart, the Spirit of God coming into you. That word saved implies all of that. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So I want you to remember where Paul is speaking this, or writing this to. He's writing this to the Romans. So the capital of the Roman Empire, where Caesar lives, that's who he's writing to, the church in that town. And in the Roman imperial worship, you had to worship the emperor. And what you would say when you made a sacrifice to the emperor was, Caesar is Lord. So Paul is saying this. No. You need to realize that you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Then you'll be saved. Then you'll receive that salvation, that everything I just talked about. And so this passage here has a great importance to our daily walk. Saying, I confess with my mouth. It's a verbal thing. That's why we do this baptism in the community, outside if we can. We're confessing to whoever's listening that Jesus is my Lord. I follow him now. I don't follow Caesar, which we don't technically have a Caesar in our culture. I don't follow my own passions anymore. I don't follow any famous person. I follow Jesus Christ. He is my Lord. And all that Lord implies, you know, and I don't want to, we get very careful moving this into legalism. This isn't about rules. This is about a person who is my Savior and my Lord, who I'm happy to submit to his leadership in my life. Jesus is my Lord in every area of my life. And we've talked about this with the four people that are being baptized. I've talked to them about the idea that there's no perfection. In this life, there's no perfection, but there's a desire to live a life that honors my God. Are you with me on this?
Yes.
So if you've been baptized, you've been a Christian a while, just remember what it is you profess. Out loud, I confess Jesus is my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead.
Amen.
The physical resurrection of, say that again.
Amen.
So the physical resurrection of Christ is at the heart of the gospel. Sometimes you'll see the word the cross, sometimes you'll see the resurrection. It's a package deal. Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. And guess where he sits now? At the right hand of God. What's he doing there? He's ruling. He is the Lord. And I follow the risen, exalted Jesus Christ. That's what today is about. Four people are going to undergo the waters of baptism. And we've had these conversations, so they understand fully what they're doing, and they say, that describes my walk with Jesus. That's my faith. So I'd like to introduce them to you, and they're going to come up here. So first is going to be Sharon Silva. Come on up, Sharon. She's going to get baptized first. Then where is Kylie Kaler? Kaler, right?
Yes.
Kylie Kaler. Yeah. And then Michelle Perry Roberts over here. This is the order we're going to baptize today. Josie.
Right here.
Oh, come on. I didn't see you. So, and, we had a class the other night where Josie and Sharon were in it, and I talked on the phone with these two guys, had a good conversation about exactly what this means today. And they have agreed that undergoing these waters of baptism is an agreement that I, as a sinner, can't solve my own sin problem. That I have offended a holy God who deeply loves me, and sent his son to pay for my sins. And then beyond that, the forgiveness, as I said, has then entered into me through the Holy Spirit to give me a new life whereby I walk with him and bring honor to him. So we talked about on the phone, and all four of these say amen to that truth. And I say it to you because I'm assuming the majority of you in this crowd have done that already. And remind you of why you are still breathing air on this earth. You have a God you're serving for his purposes. Every day we wake up and we say, Lord, I'm following you today. And if you're in this crowd today and this is new to you, I really compel you, believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, and you too will have that new life. This isn't just an admission of something I believe, it's a relationship you're pursuing with the living God. So, you guys with me on this?
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to walk down there, and we are going to baptize. If you want to stay up here, feel free to do that, or come down on the sand. If you want to get in the water with us, that means you're really brave.
You may not be able to hear me, but I'm going to ask her some questions. We just went over up there. Come up further. So
That last stanza is where our hope is. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Let's sing that together.
When we've been there 10,000 years,
bright shining as the sun,
shining as the sun,
we've no less days to sing God's praise.
No less days.
And when we first begun,
let's pray. Father, we thank you for the truth of that memory. This life is a life of purpose and mission and following you, but there's a day coming, Lord, that will return and make all things right, will reign and for endless time and serve and worship you. And what a day that will be, Father. So we thank you for that hope. We thank you for now the privilege and opportunity for fellowship and the food we're about to eat. We give you praise for it. In Christ's name, we all said,
amen. Amen.